like an all-inclusive resort for news, talk, and sports.
Why is the run gone?
Seville 107.5 and 1260 WCHV.
Our ways have chosen to all of us who are breaking our backs every day. If born a good life is such a crime, Lord, and pull me away, it's too young.
Joe Thomas in the morning. Thank you for letting us be of service to you. 434-964-1075. That's how you get at us telephonically. Emails to joe at wchv.com. Joining us on the newsmakers line to go into a report that I laid out for you a little bit earlier this morning from the Free Enterprise Forum, online at freeenterpriseforum.wordpress.com. He is the great Neil Williamson, president of SAME, and a great report on the red skies in mourning for the housing market in Charlottesville. Good morning, Neil. How are you, sir?
I'm fabulous, Joe.
So I see how you've worked this, and this is really, if you had a bulletin board and you were like in a detective story, this would be where all the strings are going from, you know, this newspaper clipping to this baggie full of hair clippings to this, you know, tire iron, and you'd be connecting all of the evidence. This report, though, I'm sure not a culmination, it is certainly pulling together a lot of the stories that we've covered here and you've talked to us about, and putting it together into a package that it really points to some solutions. What prompted you, or did you just finally feel like, my gosh, there just seems to be so much of this stuff, let's try to tie it all together?
Well, it's interesting. I actually definitely saw this as connecting the dots. As with you, because I've seen your desk, a lot of stuff comes to me with regard to things that I should be reading, things that I should be reviewing, and trying to pull it all together in a cohesive manner that makes sense and try and make sense of it all is part of what the Free Enterprise Forum does for Central Virginia. Mm-hmm. We received a report last week that was generated by the National Association of Realtors. They have this great interactive map online, and you can get to it from our blog post. But you can drill down to the metropolitan statistical area across the entire nation and see how many total housing permits were created for each job that's created in each of the MSAs.
Wow.
Now, in Virginia, when you drill down to Virginia, there are several places that are colored blue, which means that it's kind of a balanced market for mm-hmm. jobs, for okay. new job creation. And there's one that is pink, which means needs more permits. And the one MSA in the entire state of Virginia that has that pink color is the Charlottesville Metropolitan Statistical Area.
Not surprising.
And that's Charlottesville, Albemarle, Buckingham, Fluvanna, Greene, and Nelson counties.
And some of this, and we talk about job growth and economic development frequently because we want people to be able to find that job that, you know, sustains them and their family for their whole lives, that's the holistic approach to a community. Your column goes into some great detail on how many of these are on their way. So while we're already struggling with housing supply, you bring up the biotech center at UVA. That's just one of several instances you point to that's going to strain what is already a backwards housing market, isn't it?
Well, what we're seeing is in my opinion, a government-created scarcity. Right now, within the MSA, the total new permit issued is for every 3.71 jobs created. Now, that doesn't get us to what NAR calls a crisis mode, but it gets us to needing more permits. Mm-hmm. Well, why aren't we getting permits? Well, that's because, well, there's demand there. Why can't we get the permits? We believe that on April 8th, the Board of Supervisors is going to receive a report, their housing report for the fourth quarter and for the entire year of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
And we believe that it will have the lowest number of single-family detached homes in 50 years that they've been tracking this data. That's incredible.
It is noticeable that it has become slower and slower when the county is buying up real property from folks who would otherwise be developing it. I think there's some market forces there. But I've talked to folks who said my estimates and discussions you and I have had about how much it costs before you even put a shovel into the ground to build a house is stunning and could be way higher than I think we've talked about, $20,000 you need to have outlaid before you even put a shovel in the ground.
Well, that $20,000 only covers the water and sewer if you're in the development area. But the reality that I hear on a nationwide basis is that 25% of the housing cost is due to regulatory costs. That in Albemarle County, what I'm told anecdotally, is $100,000 for a fully ready-to-build lot. That means that you've got the infrastructure piece in and the other things in ready to go for that builder to go and build the house. Before you build the house, you're in for $100,000.
Well, and that's already putting it out of the reach. I know Ridge Schuyler's data that says you need to take home about $35,000 a year just to pay the basic bills of living in this area in his Orange Dot reports. So, you know, you're talking about a house that's already $100,000. It's going to be three times that by the time it's finished construction, and you're out of the price range, even for a rental, for somebody who's working at that basis level, and you have an awful lot of people, half the population living on the other side of that $35,000 a year median. So it's becoming, I think it's becoming like quicksand. Can I hang on to you, Neil? I've got to run to a break here. I want to get into the real equilibrium shaking part of this, which is where Joe Thomas in the Morning and National Public Radio see eye to eye on something. I don't know what's next, Neil. Is, you know, next thing you know, Tucker Carlson will be interviewing Chris Cuomo or something like that. I mean, my whole world is getting trembly here. But can I hang on to you for a couple of minutes?
Dogs and cats living together, total chaos. You bet.
That's right. Just don't cross the stream.
We can't unsend that Valentine's email that landed you in sensitivity training.
Tommy just brought me into his office and whipped out his opinion.
But we can make the rest of the day better. WCHV.
Joe Thomas in the Morning, thank you for letting us be of service to you. 434-964-1075. But we're back with Neil Williamson in a second. FreeEnterpriseForum.wordpress.com. New reports, Red Sky and the Housing Morning. Neil Williamson is on with us. And as we were going to break, I pointed out that I find myself in concurrence with National Public Radio, and that doesn't happen all that often. But on the subject of zoning, and I said this earlier, you want to get liberals and libertarians both on the same page. A lot of folks look to, you know, the use of assessed property tax rates as a way to mess up schools and to gentrify neighborhoods. It happens pretty quickly, and both sides tend to agree on this. Neil, take us into the zoning issues that seem to be at the core of this housing shortage that your report points to being a lot worse than maybe people realize it is.
Well, to further upset your equilibrium, I find myself agreeing with Angela Brooks, who is the president of the American Planning Association. And what she said is, we're really dealing with outdated and inequitable regulations that in too many places have really choked the housing supply. The idea that you have to have, you have to understand that zoning originally, and it's kind of back to original sin, it was explicitly designed to segregate cities on the idea of socioeconomic basis and, of course, race. But if you're only allowed to live here if you can afford a single-family detached home on a 7,500-square-foot lot, you're excluding a lot of people.
Right.
And so if we have these development areas that are less than 5% of Albemarle County,
you're excluding a lot of people. So I think there's a real need for localities across our MSA, because that's how big the problem is, mm-hmm. to update their zoning code, expand their development areas, and reduce regulatory boundaries to allow the market to address this clear demand.
Is there a part to this where if we're basing all these things on property values, so our assessments are basing, you know, the property values, which then lead to tax collections on down the line, it also, on the other side of the coin, makes property owners more likely to protest an affordable housing, like an apartment on the corner of their block, because they feel like it will impact the value of their property, and therefore they're going to protest it, whether or not they think it's a good idea or not, or they understand the need for the housing. They just don't want it to impact the value of their property, because that's how we're judging it.
Right. And there was a public hearing, I want to say it was 2 years ago, and an attorney got up and said, I'm all for affordable housing, just not here in my backyard.
Yeah.
And that's what it's about. Not in my backyard. And we have these big AC 44 is going on now, which is the comprehensive plan for 2044 for Albemarle County. And the two lenses they're using for judging their planning is climate change and equity. Well, if that's your two primary lenses, you really need to examine your philosophical position about growth control and exclusionary zoning.
Well, we've had some long conversations on this program about what the climate change agenda really means vis-a-vis population. I'm not going to muddy the waters with that right now, but I think there's a problem when you judge your housing based on something that's really a population control metric. But you mentioned some of the bigger, you mentioned Amazon, the Northrop Grumman in Waynesboro, and the biotech here in Albemarle. It's coming whether you're ready for it or not. What about your modest proposal of increasing just the space? I don't know if just increasing the space available to develop on in Albemarle County is sufficient. Do you?
I think that there is a dramatic need for more space in the development areas. At less than 5%, you have a number of parcels that just can't be developed because of topographical mm-hmm. challenges or a stream running through it. All of these things that are solid environmental concerns, don't get me wrong, but that means that that parcel has limited development potential. But in addition, you have boards of supervisors going back the last 20 years, or the last 10 years at least, that are approving 58% of the projected density in the comprehensive plan. So you're already cutting your capacity in half. So we need changes on the philosophical changes at the board, mm-hmm. which we did start to see last year on some votes. But in addition, we need to start talking about expanding the development areas to relieve some of the pressure. Quite honestly, I think you could double the development area and service it well. That being said, I also know there's not the political will to do that. So I think we just need to come up with a number, and then let's start looking at some maps and draw some lines.
Well, yeah, that's it. And when you say doubling the development area, you're still leaving 90% of the county's real property out of that development area. People, you know, when you hear double, you think, oh, my gosh, that's crazy. You're paving the county, which used to be the old rhetoric. But you're only talking about modestly increasing it to 10%.
Correct. And you could change some of your rural area regulations. You could allow in certain areas of the rural area to allow 2-acre lots that are not on public water and sewer, but would be on a well and septic, and that would allow more housing. Mm-hmm. Right now, you're demanding everyone be on 21 acres. You get 2 acres a house, and whatever it is, 19 acres of problems.
Exactly. And again, as somebody who just proudly purchased an acre, that's a lot of land you don't necessarily need. Neil Williamson, it's at freeenterpriseforum.wordpress.com. We'll link back to it. Thank you, sir, for your time. But more importantly, this is a great piece, and I hope some ears in Albemarle County and the other surrounding counties are listening.
Thanks, Joe.